This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So a believer in his speech is very refined. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu jahidil kuffara wal munafiqeen waghlud alayhim. Chapter 9, Juz 10, verse 73. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be stern on the munafiqeen. Waghlud. In Qurtubi it is written, sternness here means don't give the munafiqeen leniency in the commands of Allah. Because they claim to say they're Muslims, so in the tenets of the deen, don't give them leniency. Furthermore, Qurtubi, and this is mentioned in Ma'riful Quran with this whole reference, follow what is written. Qurtubi writes that sternness here has nothing to do with harsh speech. Because Islam does not approve harsh speech in any way with any human whatsoever. Because this is against the preferred character of the Anbiya. Allah says that the Anbiya were never harsh, they were never stern, they were never, you know, hard-hearted in any way. Then Mufti Shafi' rahimahullah writes in Ma'riful Quran, it is sad and unfortunate that harshness of speech is something that Islam does not tolerate with the most rigid and hostile disbeliever, yet many contemporary Muslims will not bat an eyelid to use that language against fellow Muslims. He doesn't end there. Please read it in Ma'riful Quran. He says, not to mention those who will congratulate themselves for using condescending language against another Muslim as a service to the deen. Do me a favor, go read it. Ya ayyuhan nabi, I'm saying, Isa alayhi salam, as a child, will speak like an adult. Today we've become adults, or we think we're adults. We are learned, or we think we're learned. We are scholars, or we think we're scholars. But this is how we stoop, and this is how we behave.